Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Make the bad guys good for the weekend.
Bam. Beat drop. That's how you get the weekend started.
So, look at this. Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show from Borgata. As we're hanging out, Dan Wilson playing the hits.
Yeah, he's on fire.
I like that he was playing to me earlier, now he's playing to you.
Switch it up.
I'm not producing for Joe anymore.
Yeah, what a thrill, right? I mean,
Joe have like a genre of music?
So yeah, he likes classic rock and he likes some hip hop and
basic stuff.
But he is basic.
Yeah,
Joe is very
which
basic.
I can appreciate, but he's like a bad type of basic when it comes to music.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Joe's music opinions don't really mean anything to me. I agree with that. Yes.
You have very strong music opinions, I will say.
Like, I've
seen
500 concerts in my life.
Which is great. And like half of them were Fish.
So. No, only like 150 or
that's
whatever.
That's crazy.
160 or something.
Crazy. To
they never played the
that
same
is
show.
Insane.
Again, so they played 13 shows at MSG in a row, 13 shows in 16 days. And they didn't play the same song twice.
That's
like, think about that. Think about that.
But, like, don't you want to hear them play their best songs? Like,
well,
you must.
They have so many great songs that are awesome.
So isn't Fit, like, they're a jam band, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
like,
do they
band.
Have, this sounds so stupid probably, but, like, do they have songs? Or
yes,
are they just, like,
yes.
playing?
It's not, okay, have you never seen a jam
jamming
band?
Out.
No, they jam out songs. Like, they will play the song, it'll be like a 3 or 4 minute song or whatever, and then they'll jam off of it. Or there'll be like a song where there's a beginning part, a little jam in the middle, and then an end part. And most of their songs are not 20 minutes long. Like, this is like, they have
that's what
song,
I picture, though.
Song.
I picture their concerts.
Maybe, as I have said to
minutes.
All of you, maybe you should go to a Fish show before you criticize a Fish show.
I would
show.
Go to a Fish show with
I would love to. Let's do it.
James, you should. We should do a WIP Go Birds radio field trip to a Fish show.
As long as it's like 90 minutes.
I've never wanted to. Well, you'll have to leave it separate then. I've never wanted to do anything more in my life. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming to the phones on the Phils and the Birds in a sec. Quickly, Dan Wilson back in the studio, a.k.a. Buzz, our guy. Were you on the Phils this morning, Dan? I know, obviously, big Phillies fan. Big, you know, Phillies. You talk about the Phillies all the time. Where are you at with the Phils this morning after the Lizardo, after the lack of offense, kind of where they're at this morning?
Yeah, I'm generally more positive than I think most of the city is on them still. The Lizardo stuff is concerning. Maybe it's a tipping pitches thing. Maybe it's just a couple bad starts in a row. Certainly have my antenna up on that. The bats have been the more concerning thing to me than anything. We spent so much of the season talking about how they're going to need relief arms at the deadline and that they're really going to have to bolster up that bullpen. I'm still looking in general at a team that has a ton of good starting pitching on its roster. Mick Abel just came up. He's been really promising. You're going to get Andrew Painter at some point. You're going to have a surplus of starting pitching by the time this team gets to the postseason, and some of that will overflow into the bullpen. The bat is really what I want to go add. Like, I would have been, I know we discussed Reese Hoskins on the station a little bit last week, whether it's someone like him or someone who would displace a guy like Kepler out of the outfield or maybe go get some help in center field, because the bottom of this lineup especially, and the biggest takeaway I had when Harper was out, is this lineup gets really thin really fast, and that's kind of the thing that worries me, if anything, is that this offense is inconsistent. But overall, like they're going to win games. The rotation's good enough. They're going to go to the playoffs. It's how good are they once they get
there. I also think there's two spots they really need to get a solid answer for going into the postseason. One is the leadoff, and two is who's going to protect Harper. And I think the issue with the current lineup is the best player at both of those spots is the same person.
Well, I think that's just an issue with to Dan's point. Like, I think they have a lot of zeros in the lineup. Like, I get your point about lineup position, but I think it is bigger than that. I think they need a left and center fielder. Like, I think they need, like, it's not just who's leading off is secondary to me to who's in the lineup. Like, they need to go out and get a, and like Hoskins makes it to, obviously Harper would have to move the outfield. You move Castellanos to left. Like, that's probably how it would play out. But like, they would, like, Hoskins makes so much sense.
He's
a right-handed power bat with a great eye. Like, that, to Dan's point, is exactly, literally what this team, someone who's got a good approach and someone who's right-handed. Like, that is huge. But I'm with you, Dan. I think that's the number one thing. And it is interesting because you guys mentioned Dombrowski before. It is, like, he has, I think Dombrowski, you know, the Major League roster stuff, I think he's done a solid job. You know, you can point to a lot of misses, but he's got some hits. Right. I think the stuff he's done building up the organization behind the scenes, like showing the Phillies what an winning organization looks like, is massive. But the trade deadline has been his clear Achilles heel so far. And this is it. Like, he has a real chance to kind of solidify one way or the other his legacy in Philadelphia with this trade deadline. It is such a massive spot for him.
And with the team he's built. Like, if this team doesn't get it done in the postseason, there are just naturally going to be changes. And I also think it will be time for changes that maybe, you know, maybe we're not seeing or thinking. Where, like, you trade guys that you're getting less value for, but they just need to shake things up.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what JB and Chestnut Hill thinks. JB!
Yo, what's up, buddy? How are you?
My man, great Pots and Pans. How you doing, pal?
Great to hear you on the phone. Let me go into the Saquon thing real quickly. Saquon is 28 years old. He was beaten down like a rented mule for the beginning of his career with the horrible team up the turnpike.
And it's so unfortunate because he just, like, wasted years of his career. Yeah.
He did. And he needs the break, and he's going to get that break in the way of A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon is a monster, and he's probably thinking, wow, I get to leave the Packers, and I don't have to be the guy. I just have to be the guy or the
He was not the guy with the Packers, to be fair. It was Aaron Jones. It was other guys. You know, Josh Jacobs. Like, he was never the guy there.
Right, but now he has the guy where there's no pressure on A.J. Dillon at all. He just gets to go in there and if he can catch the ball, he'll be great.
So here's the thing, JB, just real quick on A.J. Dillon. Like, I, like you, am also excited about what A.J. Dillon can be. Devin, we've been at practice. Mm-hmm. Watching A.J. Dillon run is like,
he is a monster.
Yeah, he is one of the few. I mean, we're used to being around big, strong athletes. Like, mm-hmm. like A.J. Dillon stands out when he runs. But here's the thing. A.J. Dillon has not played football in a year, and when he did play, he was bad with the Packers. He averaged like 3 yards a carry, right?
Will Shipley is their number two.
Yeah, Will Shipley
is their... clearly, and he should be. Will Shipley is more versatile than A.J. Dillon.
But here's the thing, to your point, too, about what you started with, JB. Like, yes, it is unfortunate Saquon spent 4 years of his career with the Giants, like, essentially not, you know, I feel bad for him, but, like, it was a waste of time for him, right? But it is what it is, and, like, Saquon is their best player right now, especially at running back, and I'm not taking carries away from him just for A.J. Dillon. Like, I like A.J. Dillon just like you do, but Saquon is the person that should have
and
the
again,
ball.
And, again, when Saquon needs a rest, like, I'm giving the ball to Will Shipley before I'm giving it to A.J. Dillon, personally.
Well, we'll see when that shakes out, but A.J. Dillon's also running behind this offensive line.
Yeah, no, for sure.
With the greatest offensive line coach in the last 30 or 40 years
running
the show for him. But going with the Phillies, I think they can try to right the ship. This whole bullpen thing drives me nuts today because we supposedly didn't have to worry about bullpens or mid relievers because we had so many starters. And I know there's a monkey wrench thrown in with Wheeler out on paternity leave. But why did Lizardo start twice before Ranger came up back up again or somebody else came up one more time? Like, it's bad that he's struggling, and then you throw him back in.
I don't think he did.
You're saying that
Ranger
he didn't.
Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
He started twice.
No.
No, Rangers. Rangers started
you're wrong,
Sunday.
JB, you're wrong.
I'm telling you, look, he did. And then look at the starts before that. It's Lizardo.
Lizardo has not been moved up. Lizardo has pitched on his normal schedule. Like, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Once the
last five or six starters going backwards were Wheeler, Walker, Lizardo, Ranger, Sanchez, Abel, and then Lizardo. That's my frustration.
The point is they're keeping Lizardo on regular rest. And also, JB, before last start, they had it's only been two times. Like, they had no reason not to keep him on normal rest for his last start. First time he was ever bad. And this one, it was normal rest. Like, they weren't going to – they kept him on normal rest. They hoped that it was a one-time thing, and it wasn't. But I think you're barking up the wrong tree with this.
I just think there's some managerial stuff that needs to be massaged instead of running into – what we have today.
Well, I think there is now. I think now you consider skipping Lizardo or whatever, but he had only had one bad start, JB. He'd only had one bad start. Like, just because he had one horrible... Honestly, I almost think it sends a bad message to Lizardo after that one bad start. I'm sure he was itching to get back out there and do better. Obviously, it didn't work out, but I think after one bad start, you can't be like, well, we're skipping you in the rotation. We're going to give you a few days off. Like, I think that's a mistake.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Steak.
I hope he does. And then do you think that they, like, trade deadline guys, that they try to do something to go out and get Jake Bird, Jake Bird out from Colorado, or... do we get like a Sir Anthony reunion again? Because Baltimore's selling everything off.
Well, yeah, Baltimore is an interesting. They'll move some pieces. I don't know if we can pinpoint specific guys. We could talk about general people and teams. But look, I think right now they need to add a bullpen arm and they need to add a bat at a minimum. I think that like they are not. Look, we know anything can happen in baseball and teams get hot. I don't think they can win the World Series if they don't add to this team, JB.
I agree. I think,
JB, you got go ahead.
I think you look down in the, you know, the D.C. Baltimore area, maybe still Kyle Finnegan, or...
Yeah, he's available every year at the deadline, it seems, and yet doesn't get traded.
Like every year he gets moved.
Yeah. All right, JB, what do you got for a go-to-goats?
How about a goat for, I'm going to say intelligence, but smart. Everybody says... Einstein. Man, you're a real Einstein.
Like, yeah, that's a pretty good answer. Yeah, like, I don't know if Einstein was the smartest person ever lived, but to his point, he is the go-to.
And I don't even know who the second guy would be.
Well, I mean, like, Stephen there have been, Hawking. Yeah, I mean, there have been, you know.
But I'm saying no one ever
I mean,
says
it's also,
that.
I mean, like. It's,
yeah, you're not like, oh, yours is just.
Well, that's
yeah,
the point. Exactly. No one says it. But then you go back, like, I mean, how do we judge the Galileos and the this
true,
and the
true,
that?
True,
the
true.
People, you know, who are.
Well, I know how I would judge them. Everyone always says you're an Einstein, and he's the one that gets pointed to.
Right, but that's also because it's more recent. And
right.
Maybe in the 1700s they were saying you're a real Galileo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or 1800, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
So, all right,
well,
two.
Obviously,
I know, but
saying
no,
Einstein.
It's a good answer. I'm just again, that's the point. Is I'm trying to we're trying to poke holes in all these. Who is the goat of goats? And again, you give us the goat of goats, and it can be a who or what. Don't forget, it can be a what. You know, the goat of cereal, the goat of whatever.
Fruit.
You know, fruit.
You know what
exactly.
else is a goat condiment? Sorry, I'm still thinking of my answer.
Yeah, you really worked
with the condiment.
Mayo.
So
I don't know why I didn't say mayo.
So I think hot sauce is the goat condiment.
I don't like spicy things.
I know. All right, 215-592-9494.
Now spicy mayo.
We have a long segment coming up. Get on the line now. We want to talk to as many people next segment as we can. We're going to go through a lot of calls on the Phillies. What's your panic meter at right now? Are you concerned about the Lizardo thing? We've got more audio from Rob Thompson coming up. And the Saquon thing. Should the Eagles just run him into the ground again? Elliot says, yeah, use him while you have him. I'm saying I'm fine with using him, but I need to be smart. I need to make sure he makes it through the season. 215-592-9494. It's the morning show from Borgata. Don't go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.